So what is your name, sir?
Hello, I'm Dimona Fresh, 1-4-4-9-4.
Okay, one moment, Mr. Fresh.
I have him, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse is going to chair your hearing at this time, sir.
All right, just give me a moment here. Good afternoon, Mr. DiMua. Can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My full name.
That's fine, your full name.
Fresh Kenya Baridu DiMua, Jr., 1-8-4-4-9-2.
Thank you. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding two alleged violations listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing at least 5 days ago, and I see you signed your form on October 16th. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Thank you. And that form lists your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, but I don't see an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you look at the video screen, on the opposite end of the bench from me down there is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And right next to him in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Osborne, who is representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you,
Mr.
Thank you. Mr. DeMora, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and phase two is to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read these two allegations to you, please respond as to whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, then we'll take some testimony from Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections, and then we can move on with the hearing. Do you understand the process I just explained?
Yes,
Ms. Very good. Thank you very much. We'll start phase one of your hearing then, and the allegation number one on your warrant is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 23rd, 2017, as verbally directed on August 7th, 2017. Mr. DeMura, is that true or false?
That's true.
All right, thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition of supervision number two, also, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residency at 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 7th, 2017, as directed by your assigned parole officer on August 7th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown at that point, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. DeMura, is that true or false?
It's true.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. DeMura's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
All right. Mr. DeMura, just give me one moment here. I have to mark some paperwork. Okay. All right. Mr. DeMura, we'll move to phase two of your hearing now. And in that, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get any further here, let's, we're going to have Mr. Osborne give us some background information about your case and your supervision. So we'll be right back with you. Just hold on a moment. And Mr. Osborne.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Mr. DeMuro was released from DOC custody on August 7th of 2017. He was arrested on September 22nd of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on misconduct warrant status and new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs and drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to our custody on September 27th of 2017 with 46 abscond days with a community supervision end date of November 26th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 5 years. In 2013, criminal damage, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, burglary, third degree, 2 years. 2004, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 3 months. In 2012, burglary, first degree, 7 years. He's had 3 turns with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG or any information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TAS absconder, 17 days. Returned to community supervision with amended conditions. And 2006, BOEC and reinstated absconder, 15 days and revoked. Has a significant disciplinary history with multiple writers for disobeying orders, pauses and refusals, and since his return, has received 2 write-ups, one on 9/28 of 17 for positive refusal of UA. And on October 29th, 2017, for possession of manufacturing intoxicating substance. Other arrests, 1996, trespassing, AZ juvenile probation. 1996, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile probation. 1996, unauthorized use of vehicle, AZ juvenile probation. And 2002, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G5V6, and I do have status charges attached from Senior Officer Abraham Judge, dated Wednesday, November 1st of 2017. For the Pima County Attorney's Office, the offender's arrest on September 22nd was dismissed without prejudice, which means they can still file charges at a later date.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Mr. DeMuro, it looks like you were released to go to TLC Halfway House. What happened at TLC? Did you stay there the whole time?
No, I didn't.
How long did you stay there?
I stayed there for about 3 days.
So 3 days, and then where did you go?
I went and stayed with my mom.
Okay.
And can I tell you about those two tickets I got in prison?
They're both
I was found not guilty on both of them. I don't know if you have the copies, but I have the copies right here. Both of those tickets were dropped. I don't know if he told you about that, but I have two not guilties right here in front of me for the distribution of manufacturing or That was my uncle's room, and the refusal, I didn't know that he was telling me to drop a UA, because he asked me if I had to use the restroom. He didn't say nothing about UA, or he didn't say drop. He didn't put me on the report, so they threw that ticket out too.
Okay. All right. Let me just check with Mr. Osborne. Is that in the system?
It was not at the time that I checked on
that. Okay.
It's still
on both right here.
Okay.
But
right
now,
yeah,
something can happen, I'll
read. Okay. We'll verify that, sir. I believe you. So sometimes it just takes a little while to get into the computer.
Someone told me to bring those tickets with me. But I made a big mistake on my part about leaving that halfway house. It got hard for me to the point where I gave up. I knew I shouldn't. And I'm not blaming the TLC, it was the environment kind of got the best of me.
And did you, when you were going to get released, did you have you potentially have your mother's house checked out by your PO as a possible residence or no?
I told Robert Dolphy about my mom's address, but I told him in person, but I never did follow up to get her address checked.
Yeah, because it's possible if you just work with your PO that you might have had that as your residence.
Yeah, I know that. And you know, the last time I got a little parole, I didn't bother that one time. I knew Mr. Auburn didn't bring that up either, but I mean, I didn't bother about the bad stuff, but the last time I got out, I did my parole. I mean, like, I'm trying to grow up here, and I know it's like, I'm not trying to make it sound like it's easy because it got kind of hard, but I didn't really give up. Like, this is not, I didn't want to come back to prison, and I made some mistakes. I did. I made some mistakes, and I take full responsibility for my actions.
Understood.
There's no excuses that I have in
this. Yes.
Well, messed up.
And it looks like you've been on a couple different terms of community supervision, and both of them wound up with one 17 abscond days. And you wound up...
Yeah, that was my first time down when I was in my 20s, and I didn't really know them very much. My second time down, I told myself I had to do this for a role, and I did it. And that was in 2008.
Okay, but this time, what happened this time? Why didn't you keep in touch with your parole officer?
I got upset with myself for the fact that once I left that halfway house, I already knew that I was going to get red flagged for leaving without following my conditions of release. So, you know, I tried to spend as much time with my mom as I could because I knew that I was going to come back to prison. And like I said, this is not how I want things to go.
Understood.
I didn't want to go.
Well, just one second, sir. Mr. Osborne has some more information for us.
Yes, ma'am. On the positive refusal, it says as of 10/26, it was a guilty for a major, and the substance abuse manufacturing the substance was dismissed.
Oh, that was dismissed.
But did receive a major for the positive refusal. And that's listed on Ames as of 10/26.
Come on, my ticket says.
And what's the date on your ticket, sir?
10/26.
Okay. We'll just keep checking on that. It'll probably eventually catch up. Let's see. Were you working at all, sir? There's no location.
I was working for Miss Mary Anderson. She's retired from the military, and you know, we can call her.
What were you doing for her? What kind of work were you doing?
I was doing moving, she remodeled her house, and she was, you know, it wasn't a real job, but it was a job.
Okay.
She was helping me, like, you know, I helped move furniture, and
uh-huh.
I helped her move, and
okay.
She basically helped me, it's like, she helped me, you know,
right.
I just...
So I see that back in your history, you've got a couple of convictions that seem to be kind of around drugs, narcotic drugs. Do you have a drug problem? Do you use drugs?
I grew up in a broken home. You know, I don't have no father. And I grew up doing drugs with my mom. So like I said, I did a lot growing up, like with the substance abuse and stuff. I do have a drug problem.
Okay. But what's your drug choice, sir?
Well, it was used to be crack cocaine, and then it started being crystal meth.
Okay.
But I'm done doing drugs. It took me to come back here on this violation and realize that I got a baby on the way. Like it's time for me to get work on my life. I mean, I don't want this to be a revolving door for me. It seems like it has been, but these little 2 months I've been here doing. That was sober enough and just like getting my head clear and come to realize that like I got a family to take care of now, you know. And I was looking forward to being out there with my mom for the holidays because I haven't been around her in 7-8 years. And I got to meet my nephews and just be around my family, and like there's no way I could go out there and do what I did again, like, you could have made me go out and do what I did again.
Sir, what drug treatment have you done?
I tried to get into some treatment, but they didn't have me in a TLC. I wanted to stay a Sacrac, but I wanted to do the Sacrac program. Well, I was already at TLC, so he told me to do the best I could there, and I already told him that I was having problems at that place. And he told me to tough it out. I tried to tough it out, and I let my guard down.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. I did. I really wanted to do good for once.
So what were you doing when the day that the Tucson PD picked you up? Why did you come to their attention?
I was at a park with a friend of mine. And I was just at a park.
You were at a park?
I was at a park, you know, just sitting there, and they kind of came along. I didn't try to run or nothing like that.
Okay.
And I told myself, it's just a matter of time. That why run? Like, why try to run and hide? I kind of want to get this over with. Like, I knew I was going back to prison.
Okay. So, understood. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question? No? All right, Mr. DeMuro, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make one final statement. But if you could avoid, you know, you've already told us quite a bit, try to avoid repeating yourself, but is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
I just want to tell the board that me, you know, growing up and practically growing up in the streets, that I'm not perfect. I knew I didn't get a second chance the last time on parole, and I feel like I let y'all down, and I'm back here again, and I kind of want to right my wrongs right now, because I know in my heart, I know that this is not my purpose for being in prison like this. Like, I know I can do right out there. I know I can, and I'm just asking y'all if y'all can just give me a second chance to make it right, and I'll check it twice a week if I want me to. But I know for a fact that I can do this parole because I did it the last time. You know, and I know I can do it again. I made a mistake. I did it.
All right, Mr. DeMuro.
Thank you.
Thank you. The board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our any discussing we do about these cases, we do right here under open meeting. So we've not talked about this before. We will discuss it right now, and you can certainly listen into the discussion. It might sound like we're talking to you, but we're really not. It's just the board talking among itself. So if you just hang on the line, and we'll discuss, and we'll be right back with a decision for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on the line, and we'll be right back. The board is now in discussion. Mr. DeMuro is an individual who sounds like he's starting to realize that this is not the life that he wants. He says he's got a baby on the way, which means that he has a good reason to become a good role model. He has gotten himself involved in drugs, so both cocaine and meth. So that's those are not easy addictions to overcome. He has a prior, in addition to this community supervision, a prior one in which he absconded. And he himself admits that he let us down, let this board down, and he did at that point. He hasn't completed any treatment, although seems to be willing to complete drug treatment, but has not really been extremely possibly assertive about getting that. Just based on the totality and all of these things, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly willing to listen to my fellow board members. Okay, all right, no comments. And I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and I'm going to move based on points in warrant number 2017-3185. Testimony from Mr. Osborne, our discussion with Mr. DeMuro. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company inasmuch as he was absconded for 46 days. We did not know where he was. His parole officer did not know what he was doing. For that reason, I am moving to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Okay. All right, Mr. DeMura, you heard the discussion. The board has voted to revoke their community supervision, so you'll be released from the department on or about November 26th of 2018. I hope that you will use this time to find some drug treatment. I know I've heard you say several times, and I hear it in your voice, you're tired of this life, and it seems to me like treatment would be something that would help you very much. So I hope that you're able to get involved in something there. If not, just NA and AA while you're in there. That should be available to you. So we wish you lots of luck, Mr. DeMura. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is concluded. Thanks very much. And if you give the phone back to your CO3, thanks so much.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.